I have instructed the Commissioner of Parks and Recreation to issue regulations that would ban outdoor feeding in all city parks.
Earlier this year, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, passed a new law making it illegal to feed the homeless in public, joining New York, Las Vegas, Orlando, and other cities that have tried to enact similar bans. So, are these new rules really helping the homeless? Brian Jenkins leads a nonprofit called Chosen 300, which, among other things, gives food to homeless people on the street. He says that while ideally the homeless would go to soup kitchens for all their meals, that's simply not realistic.
There's people who are not able to go indoors because if they go into enclosed spaces with a lot of people, they can cause fights. They can cause harm to themselves and also harm to others. So we're able to reach those folks so that way they can sit in the park by themselves, not being bothered by anybody, but they can get the right to eat. And that's so important because if they don't get the right to eat, then they're going to do whatever they have to do to get something to eat.
Without a hint of irony, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said that when charities give homeless people fresh food on the street, there's a risk of food poisoning because food served outdoors often isn't handled properly. He also argues that often the real problem is mental illness. As the mayor told a federal judge, they're not just hungry, they have other needs. Jenkins says that sometimes feeding homeless people outdoors is the best way to address those other needs.
We're not just giving them the meal, we're giving them our affection, our cares, our love, and sharing hope with them. And then also referring them to services that are so valuable to them to move them towards a state of self-sufficiency.
So what's really behind these new laws? Making Philadelphia look pretty for visitors. The ACLU, which sued and won a temporary injunction against the new law, says the real reason for the ban is protecting the city's image as a tourist destination, since the biggest gathering spot for Philly's homeless population is adjacent to its world-renowned art museums.
These laws are designed to really eliminate people out of plain view so that we can have this idea that the city doesn't have a homeless problem. You have to solve the problem and not just move the problem.
The federal lawsuit will come to trial early next year, and both the city and Brian Jenkins' group are working to resolve the standoff out of court. Whether that settlement will allow voluntary organizations to do what they think is best remains to be seen. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.